This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, November 11th, brought to you by Farm Credit. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, the nation is waiting for the Supreme Court and Congress to decide when full payments will resume under the SNAP Food Aid program. The Supreme Court expected to rule today on a request from the Trump administration to keep blocking states from providing full Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. Up to now, various court rulings mean that beneficiaries in some states have already received their full monthly allocations, while in others, they've received nothing. The situation may be rectified if the House favors the Senate-approved legislation to reopen the government. Amy McReynolds with Feeding America says inflation has created some very difficult choices for families.
We know that many of the families who are coming to the charitable feeding system or are SNAP recipients are often making impossible choices already between food and housing or food and health care. And so being able to make those choices to turn to the charitable feeding system, to turn to food banks, has been a critical lifeline for families.
Feeding America estimates they serve over 50 million families, but McReynolds says the SNAP program fills an even larger void.
So for every meal that the Feeding America network provides, SNAP provides 9. So that gives you a sense of the gap that already exists. Food banks and their community partners are doing all they can, but demand has surged beyond capacity. Some food banks are facing the heartbreaking reality of having to turn people away.
Action to rectify the spending issue may eventually ease the stress, but McReynolds says there's no immediate fix.
Even if benefits are made available and the shutdown comes to an end, you know, later this week, early next week, there's still going to be a recovery period, and that is going to impact many families during the holidays. And so we're continuing to think about this need still exists and how do we support communities in being able to get access to food so that they too can have meals with their families during the holidays.
In other news, U.S. grain traders are growing impatient over when China will start buying U.S. grains, particularly soybeans. Despite the declaration from the Trump administration that China's agreed to make large purchases of U.S. soy exports totaling 12 million metric tons by the end of the year, evidence of that actual purchases is scant at best. Some market participants have anecdotes about Chinese buyers sniffing for grains, but yesterday's grain inspection report, the USDA, showed no support for that. In the meantime, Chinese buyers like COFCO have announced new purchases of oil seeds from Brazil this month, potentially fueling speculation that China will not keep its buying promise. On Friday, the USDA is offering some much-anticipated data regarding the size of this year's crops, demand, and carryover supplies. Traders anticipate the USDA will report a 16.5 billion bushel corn crop, down about 300,000 bushels from the September forecast. Average yield forecast to fall to 183.5 compared to September's 186.7. As for soybeans, production is forecast by the trade at 4.26 billion bushels on average. That's compared to 4.3 billion bushels just 2 months ago. The average soybean yield forecast is for 53 bushels an acre compared to the September forecast of 83.5. Brazil soy and corn advisors suggesting their crop is 61% planted versus 67% a year ago. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Credit. From the countryside to the capital, Farm Credit customers, directors, and employees are in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and urge Congress to pass Farm Bill 2.0. Farm Credit has supported rural America and agriculture for more than 100 years and will continue to be there for our customers in good times and bad. While every customer's story is unique, they share a common thread. Farm Credit helps them grow. Now they're counting on Congress to deliver a Farm Bill 2.0 to ensure rural America remains strong for the next generation. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.